Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings. Welcome to the second part of our show, Open Mic. This is Speaking Volumes with your host, She Soul. And we just finished talking to our guest, Medina, on the first part of the show. And I want to thank them again for calling in. They were awesome, interviewees. All right, so we're going to get the open mic cracking. Now, last week, we did the open mic, and it was a 30-minute segment. This week, the open mic is only going to be a 15-minute segment because I don't want to I want to see how this is going to go. I'm trying to see how you guys are responding to this whole second part of the show thing and how we're going to work this out. So, yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're doing a 15-minute segment. So last week, we paid homage or we acknowledged the death of a very great poet, Jill Scott Heron, one of the last poets. And so last week, because I wasn't able to play anything from the last poets, I wanted to play something this week. I do want to let you guys know that parental advisories are up because there is a little bit of cursing at the end of the poem, but I think the message is well worth it. So I'm going to go ahead and get into this poem real quick. It's called It's The Last Poets, and it's called When the Revolution Comes. And hopefully we can get some open mics on the line, all right? Here we go. All right, maybe here we don't go. Hold on, guys. All right, something's going on here. Hold on. I'm having some technical difficulties. All right, there we go. Okay, so here we go. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, some of us will probably catch it on TV with chicken hanging from our mouths. You'll know it's revolution because there won't be no commercials. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes,
preacher pimps are gonna split the scene with the communion wine stuck in their back pockets. Faggots won't be so funny then, and all the junkies will quit their nod and wake up when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, transit cops will be crushed by the trains after losing their guns, and blood will run through the streets of Harlem, drowning anything without substance. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes,
I hope pearly white teeth fall out of the mouths that speak of revolution without reference. The course of revolution is 360 degrees. Understand the cycle that never ends. Understand the beginning to be the end, and nothing is in between but space and time that I make or you make to relate or not relate to the world outside my mind, your mind. Speak not of revolution until you are willing to eat rats to survive. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, guns and rifles will be taking the place of poems and essays. Black cultural centers will be fought supplying the revolutionaries with food and arms when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, white death will fall the walls of museums and churches, breaking the lie that enslaved our mothers. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, Jesus Christ is going to be standing on the corner of Lenox Avenue and 125th Street, trying to catch the first gypsy cab out of Harlem. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, Drew Merchant will give away matzo balls and gefilte fish to anyone they see with an afro. Frank Shippen will give away the Apollo to the first person he sees wearing a blue dashiki. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, afros are going to be trying to straighten their heads, and straightened heads are going to be trying to wear afros. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes.
But until then, you know, and I know, niggas will party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party. Some might even die before the revolution comes.
Alrighty, welcome back to Speaking Volumes, second session of our show, The Open Mic. All right, and so this is the portion of the show where you, the audience, get to be the feature and you get to showcase your talent. So if you want to get on the open mic, please press 1 so we can put you on the air. So I'm looking now to see if we have any open micers that are pressing one. Let's see. Again, a lot of callers. Same as last week, a lot of callers. Nobody wants to press one. And in order for this part of the show to work, I need you guys to participate. So I'm going to need somebody to press one so we can get you on the open mic. Let me see. In the meantime, I don't even think I have a poem that I could share with you today because I'm not using my own computer. So I really do need somebody to get on the open mic and to give us a little taste of their poetry. All right, we got like 7 minutes in the show, so I'm waiting. Well, I might have to end the show early. That would be a first. That would be so horrible if we have to do that. So yeah, somebody please press one so we can get y'all on open mic. Hold on, I'm gonna end up pulling up a phone to share because I don't want it to be like so dead. Hold, give me 1 second. This is so crazy that I have to do this. Next time I'm gonna know to have everything together before I get on so that I can share with you guys just in case you guys are too shy to share with me. And hold on. Let me see. I'm pulling up a poem now. I have a couple of poems that I could probably share, but I'll share one. I think I'm going to share one of my old poems that I've done in the past. And it's funny, every time I share a poem, I get nervous. It's really, it's crazy because I've performed in front of people before. I don't know why I said nervous. I guess that's why you guys don't press one, because you're nervous, right? All right, so last week I shared a poem. Let me see what poem I'm going to share this week. I've done Colored Girls before. I think I'm going to share... All right, I know what poem I'm going to share. This poem is actually, I'm not even going to get into it like that. All right, let me just read this poem real quick. Because we don't have that many minutes left. If at any time somebody wants to share a poem, please press one so I can get you on here. Okay, all right, here I go. I'm going to share this poem. It's called Independence. This is the last week I'm doing this. I'm not doing this again next week. I don't want this to become about me and become somewhere for me to showcase, you know, what I do. That's not really what I wanted the spoken word for. If we're not going to have open mics, then what I'll probably do is just kind of go do away with this part of the show. So if you guys want it, then you definitely need to press one so that you can be on the open mic. If not, like I said, I'm not going to continue to do this portion of the show if we're not going to have the open mic as well. All right, so here we go. Independence. American. To this phrase, I can't subscribe. Don't call me an American. I have no use for these red, white, and blue ties. I do not wish to be from this land built on corruption and hate, and they ask me why. Why would you deny that which our founding fathers laid down and died? To that I would laugh. Our founding fathers? See, last I remember your forefathers were penning their independence while my ancestors served them tea. While your founding fathers were drawing up a document declaring their independence, my ancestors were cleaning their homes, suckling their children, preparing their meals, and tending their fields. So how do you expect me to feel? The Declaration of Independence was not written for the freedom of my people. No, the Civil Rights Movement did that. And while we had to fight to earn our right in this land that we had built on the backs of my grandmothers and grandfathers, you were living the good life, hanging my brothers from trees like dirty laundry, raping my sisters because you had more right over their bodies than their own husbands. You had more access to my mother than I, and to no surprise when she came home to us, she would just lie. lie in bed all day, depressed. The work that kept her away all day hardly kept us fed. Your American illusion is a bunch of lies. They, the powers that be, continue to hypnotize and falsify, and you don't even realize. And again, you ask me why. Why am I so ungrateful? Slavery happened decades ago, so get over it. And how might I do that? When I see the effects of slavery in the black community every day, black men shackled in chains, black women trying to maintain, it's insane. As the Euros continue to flourish, the children of my native land walk around malnourished, but yet and still you shoot to kill for resources you have no right to. But you want me to call myself an American. Thank you. Yes, and so that's my poem that I'm sharing for tonight. I actually was going to do two, but I'm not going to do two. So I'm going to say it again. If you want to get on the open mic, press one, because I really do not want to share another poem. So I'm going to ask for those of you that are listening and want to get on the open mic. This is the open mic session of this show. I understand that some of you call into the open mic session of the show because you want to hear, you know, poetry or whatever. But we also need poets to come on here and spit their poetry. So I'm going to ask again for someone to press one. We have about 2 minutes in the show. It's not really a long time. But if you have a quick poem that you like to do, definitely press one right now so we can get you on the air. How about if you just want to make a comment about my poem, press one, we'll get you on the air. Or if you want to make a comment about Medina, since we didn't even take any callers, that interview was kind of short, you can also press one. All right, we got somebody pressing one. 718, you're on the air.
Assalamu alaikum.
Baby girl. How you doing?
Alhamdulillah. I really love that poem you just spit.
Really? You like that poem? That poem,
yes, I did. I've heard it. I've heard it before, but then when the good thing about poetry, when you get to revisit it, it brings different life to missed lines that you didn't catch before. So I'm glad to have heard it again because I caught other things that I didn't hear the first time I heard it.
Okay, all right. So that's basically what I was looking for. No poetry spitting for you, even though we don't have time. I wouldn't even want to shortchange you like that because we got a minute left. And see,
I purposely... Why do you only have a minute left? I thought your show was done at 12:30.
No, this show, the open mic portion, I made shorter purposely because this is the same problem I had last week. Nobody wants to press one. I have all these listeners, and nobody's pressing one. So really... I'm getting ready to do away with the open mic part of this because if I'm not going to have people come on, then, I'm not going to do it. So I don't know. So inshallah, hopefully next week people will call in. But this is going to stay 15 minutes for right now. I think everybody's just getting used to the whole hanging up and calling back thing. So
maybe that's what it is.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. But, we got 16 seconds left, so I'm getting ready.
All right,
to
for my 16 seconds, I just want to send my shameless plug out. Hope everybody comes to Philly next Saturday, June 11th, for the ICPIC Festival, where I'll be performing. My name is Najm 53. And right after that, there's going to be an after party, which is going to be Skips and Four, I Can't Hear My Haters, and that's going to be at 8 p.m. So spend the whole entire day, June 11th, in Philly, and come check us all out.
All right.
That should have been less than 16 seconds.
Yes, and so we'll catch you guys. We'll be back on the air, I believe, on June 18th, Saturday, June 18th, inshallah. So, look for us to be back on the air then, and we have our feature will be Fatima. I don't know how I said Fatima Sama is what I know her by, but she's a young girl.
Oh, nice. Oh, I'm excited. I definitely want to call in for that.
Up and coming young girl
really
doing
her
YouTube video. Her and her sister should be on.
Yeah, you listening? Yes. Definitely call June 18th to listen to them because I will be listening. And I love Fatima. So she's awesome. Mashallah.
Yeah, so definitely make sure you call in and listen to the young girls and support the youth and, you know, the positive things they're doing. So, so that's the show. Thank you, Naj, for calling because nobody else wanted to press one. All right. Inshallah, I'll talk to you guys on June 18th, inshallah. Yeah, in 2 weeks.
All right.
Peace, people. Sign them now.
Wa alaikum salam, Tua.